This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. If I was George Bush, I'd say my pretties. Thank you for joining us. We're now 30 seconds into this third hour. We're going to have wide open phones and a ton of news I have not yet gotten to. We had Bev Harris of Black Box voting on last hour. I mean, look, whether it's killing people who aren't in comas or taking your right to vote away or getting rid of posse comitatus and getting rid of our borders and getting rid of our jobs, we cover the real issues that affect you and your family, okay? Because they affect me. I care. My life's on the line here. And whether you know it or not, your life's on the line. Whether you serve this system or fight it, they plan to enslave you to a greater degree because they're control freaks, because they're evil, because that's what they do. That's what they are. And they know we're awake to them. They know more and more eyes are opening, more and more minds are being unlocked. They're panicking. They're moving fast. They're making a lot of mistakes. All right, I want to take a lot of calls this hour. As I said, any issue, any news item you want to discuss, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We finally have a few phone lines open. I'm told not for long. If you disagree with something I've said or you have a point you want to add or any issue, 1-800-259-9231. Police state going on in your child's school. Cameras going up in your neighborhood. You know, this is a place for us to come together and to talk about it, to think about it, to raise our consciousness level, you know, to expand our understanding. Toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. All right, there's so much here. Just a few stories I'm going to recap, but that's later in the hour. Look at this. This is out of the Buffalo News. Village bans paintball, BB, and pellet guns. There's another one, 9-year-old arrested for waving toy gun. Wait to hear about that. Al-Qaeda planned U.S. forest fires. FBI memo describes plot to set blazes in the West. Well, Bill Clinton did it. Why wouldn't Al-Qaeda? Lady Diana's secret video diary reveals her grave concerns about assassination by motor vehicle and other secret audio tapes about the royal family raping men in her view. This is mainstream news, folks. These are some sick, sick, sick people. Here's one out of the Jakarta Post. New World Order remains a dream to European nations. A bunch of stuff I'm going to go over. Bush warns Iraq neighbors, says get ready to be attacked. Officials suggest Iraq had weapons in Syria. How ridiculous after all these lies. Right now we're being hit by a super record solar flare, 100 times bigger than Friday's record flare, the biggest since 1859. And, I mean, it's just havoc with the satellites, havoc with AM, FM, shortwave, havoc with the problem reports are coming in. New stories are coming in. It is causing problems. And according to this, the peak is in about an hour, just like Friday. So we'll see what happens with that. Also, oil barons detention prompts KGB fears. I will get to that. Now, this is really scary. This is really important. I'll cover this first when we get back. Nearly everything that people in the U.S. eat will soon have to be registered with the government. That means they'll be inspecting you on your back, the farmers' markets, everything. In the name of fighting terror, FDA antidepressant may be linked to kids' suicide. They knew that in 82 when they approved Prozac. They suppressed that. I've got the actual government reports on that. It's like aspartame and the rest of it. Also, Wesley Smith from the Wall Street Journal, writing for the Daily Standard, exposes Larry King's cover-up with Michael Cockroach Schiavo, and a disgusting Orlando Sentinel article where they go, well, so she's mumbling and open her eyes and following people's hands. That's what vegetables do. Okay, she's still a vegetable. Let's kill her. So just redefining things. The media got caught because you went out by the millions and saw the video. It's at prisonplanet.com. All the videos condensed there for you to see them of Terry Schiavo. And so now they go, well, really, you're in a coma when you're awake and blinking and talking and mumbling. I mean, it just gets worse and worse. But we're going to cover it all because knowing the enemy Being alert to their sneak attack is half the battle. Stream out of your bunkers and engage them.
As a doctor, you're able to cure and heal your patients. Unfortunately, there's more than that to a successful medical practice. Confirming appointments, rescheduling missed visits, and sending reminders is inconvenient and time-consuming. A team of receptionists is a costly solution. GTI Technologies has an efficient and manageable answer. Let GTI's appointment verification system be your communications link to your patients. Find out more at gtitelecom.com or call toll-free 1-877-518-5888. The money saved will transform your practice. Using personalized delivery, GTI's cutting-edge technology will confirm appointments, recall patients, reschedule visits, or deliver any message you like. Flexibility means your messages can be transferred at any time you choose by telephone, fax, or email. GTI can also tailor systems for any type of business. Call them at 1-877-518-5888. That's 877-518-5888, or visit www.gtitelcom.com today and put their technology to work for you.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, let's rocket through these loaded phones. Then I'll tell you about nearly everything that people in the U.S. eat will soon have to be registered with the government under anti-terrorism laws. Again, you'll all have ID cards and have any job. You'll all be drug tested by the government. They're just implementing it. This is out of the Associated Press, by the way. But I saw Ridge over a year ago lay out the whole plan for 2 hours with my mouth hanging open watching C-SPAN. Let's go ahead and talk to Terry in Texas. Terry, you're on the air. Welcome, Terry.
Alex.
Yes.
Have you seen the new National Geographic this month?
Yes, we're watching you.
You're watching me, huh? Well, I don't doubt it with all the stuff that they've come out that you've been telling us about over the years. It's
now,
funny
now,
that...
Now, again, I'm just guessing you're talking about our headline yesterday with the two sinister eyes, and it says, yeah, the government's looking through all your walls, and they're going to have blimps watching you, and you're all going to get your microchips. Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm, that's it. And for all the naysayers out there, just have them read the November National Geographic, and it'll, you know, reiterate everything you've been telling us, every bit of it, and some, you know, other scarier stuff.
And if you point your finger at somebody, it'll be assault, and you'll be arrested.
Well, they didn't go into the legal details, but they talked about
how great it was. No, I know. I've read the article,
yeah. Yeah.
I'm just describing the world, what we're going to live in. Yesterday I said I'd get to that article. I never did. I'm going to dig that out and read some of it. But for those that just joined us, tell us about the article.
Well, it says, if you think you're not being watched, you're wrong. And, it goes into great detail. The world of high-tech surveillance, anything you do, you're being watched.
And it says, in the first line, it says in fact, you've got the article, I don't have it in front of me. It says, right. We're looking through your walls. Why don't you read that to folks?
Let me see if I can find it.
It's the start of the article.
Yeah. It says, where cameras can film you wherever you go, wherever your cell phone can signal exactly where you are, where one glance can reveal exactly who you are. Sometime in an airport, in the lobby of your office, in your bank, a scanner can get a glimpse of your eyes, and a computer reveal your identity. And iris recognition, and it just goes on and on. Then it starts talking about the X-rays, how they can see, body scan you through walls, through just about anything. And in fact, they even have them set up in dressing rooms, saying how neat it is that you can get different angles of your wardrobe that you're trying on.
Yeah, I found it. Let me read it. It says, watching you, the world of high-tech surveillance. And it goes on, in our high-tech world, machines track personal records, see through walls, and screen facial features. Will electronic surveillance mean better security or an end to privacy? See, for those that are in the know, this is meant to scare us into submission. For the general public, it's, most of the police helicopters 5 years ago, DARPA put ground-penetrating radar in them. They look right through your walls, a crisp image of everything you're doing. But isn't that freedom? And it says, get a taste of what awaits you in print from the compelling excerpt. Late one autumn day at the Aquatic Center in France, something went wrong, horribly wrong, within two well-kept pools and trenching facilities, the center services, and modern swimming hole for an entire sector of historic Brittany attracted 150,000 French villagers a year. 18-year-old named Jean-Francis Leroy was a regular, coming often. And it says that he drowned. And it says that now, because of the smart computers and smart cameras, now it's going to keep us safe. Although the human lifeguards watching the pool were oblivious, 12 large machine eyes deep underwater were watching the whole thing and taking notice. And it goes on to say how it saves all of us. Just cameras watching us everywhere.
Mm-hmm. It's got a whole article on it, so people need to read that. Especially if they, if you have, or show it to people that don't, think you're crazy by talking about this stuff. It's there all black and white for them.
What do you think about the CIA running the touchscreen companies and taking our right to vote away?
I think it's evil. They don't need to be messing around with that stuff. We all know why they're doing it. And, they're working, doing their own agenda, getting their people in there, just ramrodding all this stuff. We have no say in what goes on nowadays.
And they're telling the cops to push us around and that they're basically our enemies because we're bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and it's going to get worse.
What do you think about the Orlando Sentinel going, actually, when you look at people and smile at them and mumble and your eyes track when you're told to, or you open your eyes when you're told to, actually, that's brain dead. That's the new definition of a vegetable. And they said, so you did see the video of her, but really, she's still in a coma. Oh, I have the article right here.
That's the most outrageous stuff that's going on with that poor gal. I have a nurse, a neighbor of mine, and I told her about, that he was a licensed nurse and respiratory therapist and all that. She said, well, I never heard that. I said, well, you're not going to hear it. You're not going to hear it on mainstream media.
Well, also, you're not going to hear about the names, unless you have the Wall Street Journal writer on, Wesley Smith, who's written a new article, it's on Prison Planet. You're not going to hear about listed people in Florida who were saying, honey, can I have some water? And when the nurses gave her food, they strapped her down and had a cop stand over for 12 days till she died. They're killing people begging for food and water.
Yeah, but here, in the other hand, you've got those four kids, adopted kids, their total combined weight was 136 pounds. They were starving to death.
And everybody
jumps in and says, we got to help these kids.
Notice, though, those were foster parents.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these cases of, the bad home, it's foster parents. Like you hear about the person who has the video baby monitor and they're seen beating their foster kids up. The national news will talk about the mother beating her children. And every time I read the fine print, it's a foster parent. And I'm not saying foster parents are bad, but you're five times more likely to be abusive.
Oh, yeah. They already got a house full of kids, so why do they want to, bring on four more? You know, I don't know if it's the money deal or what.
One summer I worked for a carpet cleaner. And this is why the government wants them to be spies. Cable men, carpet cleaners, phone guys, public and private. I was in hundreds and hundreds of houses, and you would go to these CPS nests, and I didn't know what they were at the time. There'd be dirty rooms, mattresses. I'd say, man, well, there's like 10 kids in there. Well, we're foster parents. Those kids were so abused. You know, you'd smell dope in the air with the pothead parents. It's just a sick system.
Oh, it is. I'll agree with you.
Makes me want to puke.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
I saw a lot, let me tell you. Bunch of trash. Let's go ahead and talk to Terry in Texas, or who's up next? Tony in Texas. I got all these callers. I can't keep track of it. Just give them to me in order, Mark. I apologize. Okay, Dylan in Texas is next. Go ahead, Dylan. Good.
Service today. I just want to address the listenership out there, anyone who may be coming around, who's read a bit, who's waking up and who's in a spot where they feel like they're awake, but they don't feel the solidarity of the community because they haven't gone out to seek it. Most people I've talked to and myself a while back went through at least a few weeks where I was just kind of overwhelmed. Once I'd researched enough of reporters like you, what people like you had said, and I found it to be true, it's one thing to be woken up, but it's another to find solidarity in the community. And if you go and participate at the city council for opposing the Patriot Act, if you go to a UN flag burning, if you participate in anything in your community where you're speaking up and speaking out, you will find the solidarity and you will be spiritually charged. I'm talking about this life today.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's good. It's good to punch the bully back, isn't it?
Oh, it just fills you with the light, I swear. That's all I have to say today, and I'm glad I downloaded that the information off the what's her website?
Black Box Voting?
Yeah, I'm glad I downloaded that before that information had to get taken off there, and I'll bid you farewell, Alex. God bless you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, God wants us to be up front fighting, standing up for righteousness. The whole Bible commands you to do that. And these sicko churches say, no, you're supposed to be quiet and sit there and suck your thumb. You're not supposed to be a good preacher like Dr. Wolf up in New York or like Pastor Butch Paul in West Virginia. You're not supposed to be involved. You're supposed to love tyranny. Okay, let's talk to JQ in Oregon. JQ, you're on the air.
Well, howdy, Alex.
Hello.
Pointing out what I pointed out kind of before, and that's that this insane policy of raiding Social Security and Medicare to pay for this attack on Iraq.
And they're going to kill the old people. That's why they're doing this.
That's right. I happen to be on Social Security. Nobody seems to care. Joyce Riley had on the Power Hour mind control techniques. I think the old folks are being mind controlled. One thing you have with the mass media, it has not been mentioned once that the money for going after Iraq and Iran and Syria is coming out of Social Security.
And I have seen the financial reports on that. And by the way, if you would have been allowed to get 3 or 4%, a guaranteed investment on the money you paid in, you'd be getting triple the money you're getting now. But people can't seem to figure that out, JQ.
Well, they keep raiding the fund, and what happens is a couple of years ago we had this massive tax increase, so they raid the funds now, and we're going to have another massive tax increase, but it won't be for all this warfare. It'll be to protect Social Security and the old folks. Now, Bush has already said that he supports a new Medicare system that's going to be less effective than the old one.
But that's a scam. It's not privatization either.
Well, what he wants is basically to cut back Medicare and cut back Social Security, and he'll support it. But the mass media has not said a single word about this raping of Social Security. I wanted to point that out.
Well, that's because he's the Trojan horse for them.
Well, I want to point out that the old folks have been paralyzed. I talked to them. They'd never heard of anything. They know nothing.
Hey, they're changing the pension fund rules where you don't own your own pension.
Well, this is criminal. Anyhow, I guess I kind of said my piece, but I'm really frustrated.
Well, if you want to add more, you can, Jake. You want to hold over?
Yeah, I
okay, I'll let you finish up. We'll go to others and get to more of this news. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Americans, get the IRS off your back legally. Discover the secret the IRS is terrified you'll learn. You probably owe no federal income tax and never have. The IRS itself admits that millions and millions of Americans already have learned the truth and have dropped out of the system, and so can you. The federal courts and even the U.S. Supreme Court have verified that the reward for your labor, wages, salaries, and compensation for personal services is not and never has been taxable. In fact, the Supreme Court ruled over 106 years ago that such a tax imposed by the federal government on the citizens of the states would be unconstitutional and illegal. I know this sounds crazy and scary. You've been carefully trained by government propaganda for decades. But especially today with a tough economy, why would you let the government continue to illegally grab money from you when there's a simple, proven, and legal way to keep it all yourself? To get the details and learn the truth, get on the internet and go to federaltax.net. That's federaltax.net. Do it today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
Okay, let's go to these calls quickly now because I got a bunch of news to cover. We'll go to Daniel and Rick and Jim and others. But JQ, you're talking about how they're getting rid of Social Security and they're going to bankrupt it even more, bring us more into socialism, socialize the health care, then euthanize people. That's the admitted policy they're setting up and selling to the people as a right to die. That means, that translates into the government killing you. But doesn't it fit nicely into place, too, having touchscreen election systems where there's no paper ballot, fraud all over the place, and then they tell you that you vote to be a slave? Oh, you voted in our democracy to give your liberties up.
Well, here's what my elected representative or the little office gal there said, is that we should not complain about Social Security being raped, because it's our duty to accept a little bit less to support our troops in the field. It's our patriotic duty. We're all going to have to bear the burden together.
To support our bankers.
Yeah, to support. We're all going to have to bear the burden together. And if that means a little less money for Social Security and Medicare, well, it's our patriotic duty.
By the way, the World Bank, with your money, is building the private pipeline for Exxon and Mobil and BP right now. I have that article. Thank you, JQ. Appreciate it. Let's talk to, I just said who was up next from Texas. Daniel, go ahead.
Daniel?
Yes.
How's it going, Alex?
Fine, sir. Welcome.
I saw you at the Alamo Draft House in Houston on 9/11. And ever since then, man, I've been cranking out two or three 9/11 Road to Tyranny tapes, you know, every day, just trying to get the word out. I have two questions for you. I heard about how you did a thing with the city council in Austin with the Patriot Act.
Yeah, well, the people of Austin did, but I was there promoting it. Yes.
Yeah. Did you say something that you made some sort of draft, or how could we in Houston do something like that? It'll be
yes.
a small grassroots thing, but we need to start somewhere.
Yeah, about a year ago, at the beginning of this whole process, now multiple states, 400-plus cities when I stopped counting,
mm-hmm.
I wrote a real city or county law that affects the executive orders, Homeland Security, Patriot Act 1
exactly.
and 2, and martial law provisions, and it's written properly as a law, and quite a few cities have passed it or passed parts of it.
Seattle, San Francisco.
And a lot of other people have adopted my language about executive orders in NORTHCOM and Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm.
So that is on the Patriot Act section of Infowars.com.
Infowars, and it's on the Patriot Action?
Yes, sir.
I see. And I've been, another thing, in your 9/11 Road to Tyranny video, remember how the cop stops that lady? And
It's a checkpoint, Abby Newman.
Yeah,
yes.
Checkpoint. Whatever happened to those cops? I wanted to ask you when you were over at the Alma Draft House.
Nothing happened. They tried to falsely charge her with assault. She didn't even touch him. They grabbed her.
Yeah.
And that got thrown out, and nothing ever happened to them.
Nothing ever happened to those
police And then
officers.
They have the discussion about she may be an evil terrorist because she has a pocket constitution. Their training has shown them this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not kidding, folks. It's on the video. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming out to that big movie theater there that we sold out. 200 people got turned away, and Mel Gibson's daddy and family were there. That was a lot of fun.
Wow. Yeah, you come out again, man.
I'm going to do it. Take care, bud. We work around the clock. Let's now talk to Rick in Texas. Rick, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say the Fort Worth Star-Telegram reported that Rumsfeld's meeting with Chinese military officials in order to improve relations between the Chinese and American military. Seeing what happened to that American air crew 4 years ago when they were forced down, and seeing the Chinese space launch, what was it, last week, with American-designed equipment, they're plainly our enemy. How can our Secretary of Defense be discussing improved relations between the two when they're getting ready to attack Taiwan?
Well, they're arming them, and they've armed North Korea with the reactors. The reactor transfers continue that are for weapons production. They've armed Iran. Basically, it's like the old Western where the bad guy drops the gun at the little kid's feet and goes pick it up. When the child reaches for it, they shoot him. And so, I mean, it's this, whatever policy Bill Clinton had, George Bush has got it. Whatever policy George Herbert Walker had, Bill Clinton had it. You know, the policies don't change, just the rhetoric changes.
This is a communist enemy.
You notice the news doesn't call them communist China anymore.
Never, never, not even Red China. Well, that's all I had, and thank you.
Hey, thank you. That's a good point, that they want you to be a slave. They want to track everything you do and trace everything you do and manipulate you and police state measures all over the country. But the borders are wide open, and they're arming all these people with nuclear weapons. We'll take one more call from Jim in Texas. Now, we got other callers, but I can't take anymore. I got to get to all this news. The FDA antidepressant may be linked to kids' suicides, and everything you eat tracked by the government. It's all coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Most people realize that everyday life can be pretty unpredictable at times, but that doesn't mean your business has to be. A quick call to GTI Technologies is all it takes to put your business far ahead of the competition with the help of a predictive dialer. With a predictive dialer, your sales increase automatically as you eliminate no answers and answering machines. Imagine a live body on every call. Take the guesswork out of accidental calls to people on state or federal do not call lists. These kind of mistakes can cost a company thousands of dollars. GTI Technologies also offers a full line of computer telephony products such as interactive voice response and appointment confirmation systems and services. Call GTI Technologies toll-free today at 877-518-5888. Find out how GTI Technologies can increase your company's bottom line. Get a free information package to learn more by calling 877-518-5888. That's 877-518-5888 or visit www.gticelcom.com for more information and put some predictability into your business.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, one final caller, and then I'm going to launch straight into a bunch of other key news. Well, let's talk to Jim in Texas. Jim, go ahead.
Yes, hello.
Yes.
I was laying half asleep last night, and I heard someone telling about someone else that had a bomb that could get rid of fire real easy. They say it's made of nitrogen, and they can go over and fly over a place and just drop the bomb, explode it, and it would just put out the fire, and it would stay out because it would just freeze everything.
Well, the problem is there's so many fires, and it's like a tinderbox out there in Southern California, and I'm sure they just don't have hundreds of these. I've read about that, of these oxygen reducing bombs out there.
Yeah, they said that they wouldn't even allow them to bid in Iraq with this kind of bomb because it would be better than what was used in Halliburton.
Well, yeah, Halliburton won't allow water filters to be sent to the troops. They have to truck in questionable water from Kuwait and Jordan and other areas to the troops. I mean, it's all about maximum cost. It's a big cash machine. It's not oil. It's not just oil. It's weapons. It's having a military base. It's having a political distraction. It's setting the precedent to invade sovereign nations.
But they kind of talk like this would save lives, you know, like out there, people already died already.
Yeah, quite a few people died, thousands of homes. It's horrible what's happening right now in Southern California. I appreciate the call, Jim. Take care. All right, let me get straight into this news, because there is just so much of it that we need to go over. I said I'd cover this first. Let me go over it. This is from the Associated Press. Nearly everything that people in the U.S. eat will soon have to be registered with the government. This is by Emily Gressma. Virtually every food product in the United States will soon have to be registered along with its supplier as part of the fight against terrorism. Figuring that the best way to protect the nation's food supply is to keep better tabs on it. Oh, sure. The government is requiring some 400,000 facilities in the United States to register themselves and their products with the Food and Drug Administration. That's for taxation regulation. In addition, anyone importing food from abroad will have to get regulators' advice, advance notice before its arrival, 2 hours for food shipments coming across the border by truck, 4 hours if aboard planes, trains, and 8 hours by ship. Has nothing to do. They don't search any of it. They already had rules in place. I saw Ridge, again, on C-SPAN. He said everything. Food service, agriculture, commercial drivers, businesses, factories. You're all going to have security clearances. You're all going to be overseen and controlled. In addition, anyone importing food from abroad, again, will have to regulators advance warning. We are providing critical new tools for the FDA to identify potentially dangerous foods and better keep our food supply safe and secure. Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson said Thursday. This is the same agency saying irradiating the children's poultry, beef, and pork is good for them when it's horrible. Destroys all the food value, allows them to feed rotten meat to your children. This is the same government that approved Prozac and Ritalin and fluoride for the water, and the same group that approved Prozac when they knew it was causing massive suicide rates. The Bush administration may propose making food companies notify regulators of shipments from outside the United States by noon on the day before its arrival. Industry complained that requirement for shipments as simple as daily truckloads of fresh vegetables from Canada to Mexico would interrupt trade. And it goes on and on. It's a lot worse than what they're saying there. This is out of the Orlando Sentinel by Maya Bell. And it says, experts say camera lies in Florida woman's case, Terry Schiavo. A potent picture is hard to ignore. And in the case of Terry Schiavo, the power of her image, propped up in bed, eyes open, seemingly smiling at her mother, has been incalculable. Well, yeah, you kept trying to say in this very paper that she was in a deep coma. Her parents have fought in the courts for years to keep her alive and lost at every turn, but Bob and Mary Schindler won last week in their court of public opinion, thanks in part to TV, internet news clips that spurred tens of thousands of people to demand action from Governor Jeb Bush and the Florida legislature. I've seen the videos. I see the joy in her face, said Cheryl Thomas, who wrote Bush after viewing the snippets on TV news from her home in Montana. She's exuberant. Her whole face lights up. She's very much aware the governor had to do something. But many experts, yeah, the hired ones of Schiavo, of Michael, but many experts say the video made public after the court hearing last year distort the reality of Schiavo's condition. They have multiple doctors, nurses, who treated her 5, 10, 15 years, 13 years ago, saying the woman could have been rehabilitated, was eating food at that time. This woman has never been in a coma. And it goes on in the article to say, oh, she's really in a coma. People in coma have their eyes open, and they look around, and they do things, and, you know, and then there's these right-wing people who tell all these lies, and they don't want to give her her rights. And it goes on to say, picture is hard to reconcile with diagnosis. And says, according to Pamela Hennessy, a Schindler family volunteer who first posted the video snippets on the family website, terriesfight.org, in December, the recordings energized many of those voices. And they say it's a turning point. And they go on to talk to Kelly McBride, a member of the ethics faculty at the Poynter Institute of Journalism, said those videos can be taken out of context, she said, by using them as a B-roll, which is the film under the voiceover, or by simply presenting them without context. Journalists are inaccurately using and explaining them, and that is swaying public opinion. You've got the so-called media watchdog group saying that the media is showing this, saying that Terry's okay and it's wrong. No, they've been saying she's in a coma the whole time, covering this up. So see, tens of millions of you went and watched the websites. We've cloned it. Other websites have cloned it for bandwidth purposes. It showed on a couple TV networks. Everybody got real mad. She's obviously, I mean, it's a joke. But it's not just the video. We have the medical reports that they've tried to suppress. It just makes me so mad. And then now a top forensics pathologist up in New York, very famous murder investigator, trauma investigator, says it's clear from the spinal scans that she was traumatized brutally and it wasn't a heart attack. But again, let's just ignore all that. And the media spins it and says, well, there's been a lot of people saying she's okay, and that's irresponsible. Comas when you have your eyes open, mumbling and smiling at your mommy. Okay, what about the other cases where people aren't even just paralyzed, neck down, talking, say, please give me water? We've listed the names, the news articles here. This is sick, folks. They're trying to condition you to just accept killing people that aren't even vegetables. We told you that's how this slippery slope works. That's how this operates. This is out of Channel 32. And in Louisville, FDA antidepressants may be linked to kids' suicide. The Food and Drug Administration says some antidepressant drugs undergoing trials in children, including Paxil, may be associated with suicides. That came out in the early 80s. The agency said it's aware of reports in the media and in medical journals about suicides and suicide attempts in children using antidepressants. Officials said three reports are very difficult to interpret, while the agency said there is no clear connection. It can't rule out a link. The FDA is alerting doctors about reports of suicidal thinking among juveniles who are participating in clinical studies. By the way, since they brought this into the juveniles, that's when the juvenile suicide exploded. The graphs are exactly the same. It's amazing. Puts you into a dreamlike state, a mesmerized type state. Why are they in Europe then stopping giving it to children? You know, why is that happening? Why is that developing? Think about it. Here is another report that I think you'll find extremely interesting. And this, too, is from the Austin American Statesman Metro section today. And this is happening all over the country. They have this federally. They mandate it to the states. The states pass it. And I'm not sure of the total number, but it's over 20 states last time I saw the numbers. Welfare changes coming. And see, they force you basically onto welfare. Amended rules spark outcry among those who say agency violated Open Meetings Act. A state agency has voted to cut off Medicaid benefits to welfare recipients, a bunch of others too, who don't follow rules that include immunizing their children and avoiding illegal drugs. They mix immunizing children with not taking drugs. And in England, they've caught them without even a law. They've been ordered to refuse families even emergency care if they refuse to vaccinate their children as autism explodes. They're putting bioweapons in these, binding it to what the supposed vaccine is for. The Texas Workforce Commission approved the change 3-0 Tuesday, but didn't immediately make the rule public. Commission spokesman Larry Jones said the agency was making significant changes that would delay the rule's release until today. Once the agency files the finished product, the rules will take effect within 20 days. See, they don't want the general public to know about this. And then again, to go to public school, they're trying to make it the law when it's not the law. The delayed release angered Scott McCrown, executive director of the Center for Public Policy Priorities, nonprofit research group. It's clear violation, in my mind, of the Open Meetings Act, said McCrown, the former state district judge. And it goes, the rule applies to adults who receive Medicaid, federal health insurance for low-income Americans. They've got to force everybody onto the vaccines. And boy, they'll peddle this stuff. If you won't give your child a tetanus shot, they'll try to refuse, you know, to sew them up if they get cut. But it's the stuff they're adding to those tetanus shots. We've got the studies. We've got the reports. Vaccines would be good if they weren't poisoning them. Do you understand that? Did you know that I, today, talked to a doctor? Okay, I talked to a doctor, a family practitioner, who told me, he said, Alex, they're still giving 30-year-old polio oral vaccine that is not supposed to be given in this country at major health clinics in Austin. And I said, you mean they're giving the drop in the mouth that has the SV40 cancer virus in it, the deadly, it's admitted. He said, yeah. He said, that's only authorized for third world use because, quote, it gives people secondary immunity because it goes into the sewage system and into the water supply. Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. Come on, folks. They hold you hostage. And see, if they didn't have vaccine immunity and this vaccine fund that quietly pays people off a paltry sum, you know, your 18-month-old toddler takes the vaccine and was running around happy smiling, hours later is having convulsions and is in a vegetable or gets autistic. I mean, this is just hundreds of thousands. It's a nightmare. Like that movie, what is it, Brain Candy, where they, you know, it's a big pharmacological company and they have these big warehouses of people because a high percentage of the people that take the happy drug end up being vegetables. It's a kind of a satire, but I just can't handle it anymore, folks. I can't handle it. I mean, don't you think I'd like to take advantage of the vaccines? Your children can take advantage of them. You can't trust them. They're bioweapons. They got stuff in the vaccine that attacks your baby's cerebral cortex, folks. This has come out and reduces their IQ. And when you get an overburn, an overreaction, you get major brain damage. So they're trying to reduce the IQ across the board. They've been caught doing it. Sterilizing women with tetanus shots with an added hormone bonded to the pathogen. Oh, just trust us. I'm a good doctor. Take your shot. I wouldn't do something bad like that. Yeah, you didn't make the vaccine, Mac. It's very, 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 very scary what's happening. Okay. Got a bunch of other news here that we're going to try to accelerate through. Officials suggest Iraq hid weapons in Syria. Washington. And it goes on. The director of the top American spy agency said Tuesday that he believed the material from Iraq's illicit weapons program was transported into Syria and perhaps other countries as part of an effort by Iraqis to disperse and destroy evidence immediately before the recent war. The official, James Clapper Jr., a retired Air Force Lieutenant General, said satellite images showing a heavy flow of traffic from Iraq into Syria just before the American invasion in March had led him to believe unquestionably that illicit weapons material had moved outside Iraq. Oh, yeah, people never flee a country that's about to be under heavy bombardment. No one's ever heard of refugees. They go on to list large convoys of trucks and cars and leaving. Now, we know Saddam flew a bunch of his jets, his French and Russian jets, out to Iran in 91. On the eve of the Gulf War in 1990, we know that happened. But what about this? I mean, it's just they've been caught lying about depleted uranium or stuff that they bought from, supposedly bought from Niger. They've been caught lying about mobile weapons trucks that were for pumping up surveillance blimps. They've been caught lying about mass graves, caught lying about 10 different weapon sites, caught lying about fake dossiers, and it goes on and on. But, oh, they got new lies for old. Oh, yeah. You know, yeah. We're sure they shipped them into Syria. Now we got to go into Syria, see? Just unbelievable. And Bush warns Iraq neighbors, don't aid them. Don't help them. In about 12 minutes, they say 3 p.m. Eastern, we are scheduled to be hit by a solar flare 100 times larger than the record flare, the biggest since 1859, that hit us last Friday. Scientists again warn that communications on Earth could be disrupted this week by another spectacular eruption of the surface of the sun, and that it might even hamper firefighting efforts in California. This is from the Associated Press science section. It's headed straight for us like a freight train, said John Cole, a solar astrophysicist at the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics in Cambridge, Mass. This is the real thing. Predictions are it could strike Earth's magnetic field by midday Wednesday. The explosion of gas and charged particles into space from the corona, the outermost layer of the sun's atmosphere, isn't harmful to people, but it can knock out satellite communications, some of which emergency crews are relying on in battling California's wildfires. Similar solar events in recent years have disrupted the television transmissions, GPS navigation, oil pipeline controls, and even the flow of electricity among power lines. Space weather forecasters first warned of the possibility last week when a previous solar flare erupted, and they saw a new sunspot region developing in another region of the sun. What is going on with the sun, folks? And it can knock out microwave communication towers and a bunch of other stuff. We'll find out in about 15 minutes, 10 minutes, won't we? It's moving at over 1.2 million miles an hour. 1.2 million miles an hour. When we get back, oil baron detention prompts KGB fears. We'll also get into a 9-year-old arrested for police for playing with a toy gun. His mother said, please don't arrest him, so they slammed her down and took her to jail. And yeah, I'm going to play about a minute of the, not the whole thing, of the trailer for Matrix of Evil, which is the intro to the film. And we get back some of the interesting clips of Ron Paul saying, you know, people in Washington believe in world government, and I, Cynthia McKinney and others. That's about a minute long. We'll air that when we get back, too. And I'm sorry we don't have any time to take any other calls. And if you want to see all the news, science, the technology, the medical, the environmental, the Second Amendment, the legislation, the global news, local news, regional news, key stuff, it's at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And be sure and go to those websites and get our new books and new films because it supports us, number two. Number one, it's waking folks up.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You've asked for them and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water. Normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you to homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448 or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, we're here live, and then, of course, back from 9 to midnight Central. Be sure and join us. Tell your friends and family and neighbors about the show, whether you listen on shortwave, internet, satellite, or AM or FM. Before I get into some final news tidbits, and there's quite a few here, I'll just shotgun it out, blitzkrieg it out. Matrix of Evil, my new film with Ron Paul, Cynthia McKinney, some of my best speeches and confrontations with Deputy U.S. Attorney, Colonel Craig Roberts, Frank Morales. The film covers it all. Now, In a minute, we're going to play this clip. Listen to Ron Paul after I talk about the Illuminati, talk about how those in Washington who believe in world government. I mean, the film's just full of this stuff, but here's just a minute from the intro. Go ahead and hit that.
Here is the public plan, Hive Mind, connecting us all in by law, microchips in our brains by 2025.
We're looking at the literal realization of a military police state in America.
The American people have failed in their oversight of the integrity of our political system.
The entire economy will be prisons, police in black ski masks, a Nazi Germany-like nightmare.
The final target is the American people.
We need to break that connection between the police and the military.
They're charging for weapons of mass destruction because they have marijuana.
I support the Constitution. We wouldn't be at odds with my own party.
There really is an Illuminati. There really are 13 families. They own the big banks and print the money.
They're in our universities and they're in our congresses. And they believe in one world government.
And plunge the American people into the deepest economic abyss of a generation.
If we have or when we have another attack, it looks like they'll come with more legislation.
Again, problem, reaction, solution, over and over again. Government uses crises to scare the population into submission. That is so important to understand.
All right, folks, toll-free number to get Matrix of Evil or Police State 3 of the new book, Order Out of Chaos, big discounts when you get multiple items. 1-888-253-3139. Perfect Christmas gift. Perfect birthday present. Give it to your local talk show host, your pastor. 1-888-253-3139. Or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Final news, oil baron's detention prompts KGB fears. London Telegraph, the arrest of Russia's richest man has prompted warnings from politicians and commentators that President Vladimir Putin, old comrades in the KGB, are staging a creeping takeover of the Kremlin. Of course, the guy they arrested had been outspoken and was kind of had some libertarian ideas. A lot of this has been happening. A 9-year-old arrested for waving toy gun, and this is out of the Morning Journal, out of Lauren. A 9-year-old boy was arrested at gunpoint and handcuffed Saturday because he was waving a toy gun over his head while seated on a bench outside a store, according to a Lorien police report. His mother, Miss Sanders, of Sheffield Lake, said her son, Thomas Clark Jr., told Lorien police when they approached him, the Broadway business, that the gun was a toy. An officer aimed his weapon at the boy's head, ordered him to be handcuffed, and arrested him for juvenile delinquency by reason of inducing panic. Sanders, 28, was also charged with obstruction of justice and resisting arrest when she pleaded with police, verbally, folks, not to arrest her son and to give him a warning, according to a police report. What type of cop would arrest a 9-year-old while his mom's in a store playing with a toy gun? I mean, it's just psychopaths. Another article up in upstate New York. Village bans paintball BB pellet guns. Say it's too dangerous. World Bank to back controversial Caspian pipeline. London Guardian, a controversial scheme led by oil giant BP, built a huge, strategically important pipeline, is about to win critical backing, according to a leaked document. Despite widespread criticism, the World Bank is due to approve a meeting tomorrow of the 250 million or 149 million pound loan to consortium to build pipeline from Baku to Azerbaijan to the Caspian Sea of the Turkish port. Again, that's what that's all about, folks. We're out of time. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Be sure and join us.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all...